Effectively, from the active travel scheme, government would have allocated $500,000 in 2024 and $500,000 in 2025. And off the $500,000 in 2024, all that has been spent of that is 80,000 or 80,500 in 2024. And that's really, really disappointing at a time where people are crying out for bus stops. They're standing in the rain in some cases in some of our towns and villages. And in other cases, they don't know where to stand because it's not pinpointed and there's no TFI pole, etc. There's no shelter on it. And Carrow is a very good example of that, where people are standing both sides of the road, and some people, that's the regional road, and some people are standing at the back of the church car park because they don't know where the point is, where the bus stop is. I'm delighted to say that the Chief Executive has committed to looking into this matter, and the Director of Services also, where this is going to be kept on the agenda for a detailed reply from the Executive next month. The Sligo County Council have confirmed today that they are taking over this from the National Transport Authority, which had oversight of the whole process. And I'm delighted that the council will have more control on this.
Well, that's kind of it, Councillor, because I remember I spoke to yourself on this issue a couple months ago. You were highlighting the need for more bus stops because it affects so many people. People going to school, to college, to work, tourists coming in. It affects pretty much everybody. And when you're seeing €400,000 not being spent, being withheld, being for whatever reasons it may be, I presume it's very disappointing, it's very frustrating. And I guess, are you looking for, well, I guess you're glad to hear that you'll have now more control and authority over the issue with it going to local authority. But I guess you just want there to be a bit of clarity and accountability over these situations, that we don't run into this situation again, because in this day and age, I think a lot of people would find the not spending of nearly $500,000, regardless of what is supposed to be going towards, as nearly being unacceptable.
Yeah, it's absolutely unacceptable. And effectively, in 2024, this is an allocation, $500,000 last year, that cannot roll over from year to year. It was allocated under the active travel scheme. We have 419 of a balance remaining, which effectively went back to the department. And I don't want to see that happening again this year. That's not acceptable. And the NTA have a part to play here, because they have made a process here which is caught in red tape, delays, too much procurement, over-regulated bus stops and bus shelters designed by the NTA, and effectively the council have just become a vehicle for the rollout.